Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moss Boss Show. And in today's episode, I don't know, something's going on with my Wi-Fi right now. So I guess I'm just going to have to sit here and wait until, you know, something happens. And pretty much, do videos, podcast episodes. It's just crazy, man. I don't know why. And the crazy thing is, it was right when I was about to stream. Like, I'm kind of happy that I wasn't streaming and then it just randomly had shut down. But right when I was about to stream, bro, that's when it decided, you know what? Let's just mess up. Like, it was working perfectly fine. I was listening to music. I, you know, went through social media real quick. I was on my phone for a little bit and then just out of nowhere, shut down. And I'm like, I don't get stuff like that, man. But anyways, what I wanted to talk on was the fact that it's been 3 years since Kobe Bryant had passed away. You know, that day is a day that I'll never forget because you, like, feel the depression that's just going on around the world. Like, I had to say the last time I had remotely felt that was when Michael Jackson had passed away. That's a day that I'll never forget either. I was like, it was, you know, to speak on them too, it's like, you know, the impact that they've had on this world where it's like, you know, I watch, like, Kobe Bryant highlights differently, and then I listen to Michael Jackson's music differently. You know, it's crazy to think, like, man, you know, these living legends, they're not here no more, you know? So it's wild to even remotely think that. But yeah, overall, let's go ahead and talk on, you know, the day MJ, when he passed away and stuff. Like, so I was at home and because I think, yeah, summer had just started and stuff. So I'm at home and I remember, just sitting down, watching TV. Dad downstairs, he was watching TV and stuff. And, because me and him, we be liking to watch, like, different stuff, so I be watching, like, comedy shows. Like, I think I was watching reruns of the Wayans Brothers. So, anyways, and it's crazy, one of the episodes, like, I just thought that was, like, weird timing and stuff. But anyways, so, I'm home. Mom and sister, I can't remember what my sister was doing. I know my mom was at work, but she called me and was, and at that time, I didn't really, like, listen to Michael Jackson. I didn't really know who he was. All I just knew is that a lot of people would crack jokes on him and stuff. Like, I knew him. I just didn't really, like, know him. Like, you know, like, I wasn't, you know, like, didn't know facts about him. Like, all I just know is that he made music and that was it. Like, I seen, you know, don't get me wrong, I seen some videos of his, like, growing up. You know, that was something that every Halloween, like, go and watch the Thriller video and stuff. And it seemed like it was another day. But then, yeah, you know, you get that phone call and then all of a sudden you just hear, well, at least for me at that time, you know, being a kid, I was like, okay, I get a call saying Michael Jackson passed away. And I remember my reaction. I didn't have a reaction because I didn't really know him like that. And so I was like, I'm not gonna be it. And that's something that I've, like, you know, I've always stuck by, is that I'm not going to be a fake fan. Like, if I don't listen to their music, I'm not going to be all like, oh my God, like, I'm such a fan, you know, like, afterwards, yeah. But then, you know, while they're here, and it sucks that, you know, I'm like that. But overall, it was just, you know, you got that phone call, and then it was like, oh, dang. I do remember, I was like, wow, that's, you know, that's crazy. I'm like, I'm sorry to hear that. And I left it as that. I was like, okay, like, was that it? And so that was, like, I'm not even gonna lie, that was my genuine reaction, because, you know, me being a kid, like, I wasn't even really listening to music, to his type of music. Like, I was listening, I think I said what I listened to when I was a kid, I was listening to clean rap music. So, yeah, that was my music life. I should have been listening to Michael Jackson. At least his music would have been a tad bit more entertaining and stuff. So, But anyways, but no, then I was watching this episode. It was right after that call. So it was, I was watching this episode of the Wayans Brothers where Marlon pretended to be this basketball player to get on this plane. So he, so then a kid approaches him and was all like, "You, John Starks," that's who it was. He was all like, "Oh, I'm John Starks." And this kid goes up to him and he was all like, "You're not John Starks, you're an imposter," and all that. And Marlon gets up and says, "Boy, I'll send you to Michael Jackson's house." And I don't know why, like, that sticks out so much to me that day, because I'm like, out of all the episodes, I don't even think, because what channel was I watching it on? It might have been MTV. It might have been a different channel, VH1, one of them. But it was like, it wasn't even like, I don't even think that news had really was out there and, you know, like, popular and stuff. And so, but anyways, so I went downstairs, I told my dad was like, you know, "Oh man, that's crazy." And then I'm trying to think, did he believe me at the time? Because he might have been like, "No, there ain't no way." He was like, "You probably just saw that somewhere." It was either that or he said that was crazy. But I was like, either way, I think I remember I went online to, like, you know, kind of read a little bit more about the situation. And then, yeah, I was just, you know, coming across all these different articles, all these different things. And then, I think once with my family, when we all had got home, then, that's when we just kind of, like, we just turned to the news. And then, yeah, they were, like, I still remember they were just, like, every channel just showing Michael Jackson, like, his music videos. You know, you had BET, like, honoring him. You had, like, every channel out there talking about him. There was no way possible on that day that a channel wasn't going to be talking about him and stuff. So, yeah, I remember, like, you know, just sitting there with my family and then just kind of seeing, you know, like, his Michael Jackson's fans, like, all of their reactions to his passing. And then that's when, you know, you start feeling it like, dang, this is sad. Like, wow, this is, you know, this is crazy. Like, it doesn't seem real to see somebody, you know, because you hear, like, all right, so I remember it was the year prior Bernie Mac had passed away. Bernie Mac, he was one of my, like, all-time favorite comedians. Like, you had him in a movie, I knew that movie was going to be good, right? And I remember, I think, you know, it just seemed like the news had talked about him, and then after that, it was over. It was, you know, there was just nothing else to say about the, you know, about him anymore. And then that was it. And I was all like, well, dang, maybe, I don't know. Maybe channels were talking about him. But I just remember waking up, them, you know, my mom telling me that, oh, yeah, Bernie Mac passed away. And I was like, oh, man, you know, I was sad about that because I was all like, man, you know, he was funny and things. But yeah, with Michael Jackson, I was like, oh, wow, like this is crazy and stuff. And so then I remember the one thing I think it was because it just seemed like that news channels, like, they just don't care about what they get and record. So, I mean, you can look it up at your own, like, you know, time and stuff. But if not, then I don't blame you. It's something like that. It's kind of eerie, like it sticks in your head and stuff. But I remember, and you know, I seen it with Mac Miller, I seen it with a lot of different people, where they have, like, their bodies, wrapped up in things, and they're transporting, like, their dead body, you know, to the morgue, or to the autopsy place, or whatever, and, yeah, it's like, you know, you see that, and you're like, hey, yo, why are they showing this and stuff? Or even, there was the one photo that was going around, where it was like, he was in the back of an ambulance truck, and, you know, and he was like, you could tell that, like, something wasn't right, talking on Michael Jackson. And I was like, why are they showing this? Like, you know, that's kind of, I don't know about that one, guys. And so I'm like, I don't know about that. But then, yeah, you know, they did that. And then, of course, like, you know, they were just talking about him, like, pretty much, you know, probably all that week. Like, it wasn't even, probably not even all that week, all of that month, you know. And so, anyways, I remember, you know, that. And then I remember his funeral. And then, yeah, you know, his funeral was just this. You know, there was one song that I couldn't really listen to his for a while was Man in the Mirror, because it was like, you know, it's just, it's like it's a moving song, and then it's sad, and then, you know, like, the man behind that song is no longer here with us, and it was around that time. So I was like, yeah, I remember, I think when they were taking his body to his funeral, I think, or at least his casket. I don't know. Like, I have a theory that I'm like, no, it probably would have been best if, like, they just brought the casket, because I'm like, you bring his body. I mean, I imagine that that place is probably, like, heavily secured. Like, it has security all over and stuff. But, you know, you got people there that's all like, oh, I need Michael Jackson. I need to touch Michael Jackson and all that. And they're going to get at a funeral and start acting crazy and things. So that's why I'm like, I don't know. Like, that's my theory. But, like, if not, then yeah, it's either he wasn't there, and then they just, because I think they did have like a private funeral for him, like with his friends and family, and then but yeah, with the public, I'm like, no, people are crazy and stuff. So but if not that, then yeah, they just had that place heavily secured and stuff. But so, but no, I remember when they were taking his body to the funeral, then the news station that we that me and my family was watching, they started playing Man in the Mirror, and I'm like, you know, and I think that's always the image for the longest I had of that song, was just that and things. And so yeah, it was wild. It was definitely it was a wild thing. And then you know, afterwards, it was like, then, you know, you start watching his music videos, you start listening to his music. That's what type of person I am, you know. And it's messed up to admit it in things, where it's like, you know, you don't get to enjoy an artist while they're here. You end up enjoying the majority of them when they're gone. And then the only thing that you really did enjoy of them when they were here was like cracking jokes. And so yeah, it's like, it was overall, like, you know, I have to say, like, me being a fan, like, I can't call myself a legitimate fan. All I can say is that, you know, yeah, it's like, I appreciate the music that he created and put out there, but yeah, I just can't call myself a fan, you know, because I'm like, I wasn't listening to his music every day. I wasn't watching his, I mean, I was watching his videos, and I think I might have had, like, yeah, I think probably only song was the Thriller song, maybe, I don't know. But anyways, and then yeah, you know, fast forward, that was back in 2009, and I was like, it's just crazy to think, like, I still remember all those like details and events and all that stuff. So yeah, fast forward 2020 and stuff, today, actually, Kobe Bryant, he passes away. So that was something where it just, you had that same emotion all over again, but this time, you know a little bit about this guy. Like, you know, you grew up, like, I remember I had a pair of his shoes when I was in middle school, you know, like, my dad would be watching his games. Like, it was just one of those things where it's like, man, what, you know, what is going on? But so anyways, and then another crazy detail. So that morning, I'm watching basketball highlight videos. So happened to have Kobe Bryant in one of those highlight videos, right? Don't think anything of it. Don't think, oh, okay, you know, in a few moments, I'm about to hear that Kobe Bryant passed away and stuff. So anyways, so I go and I eat my breakfast, finish watching the basketball highlights, and then I remember I was gonna go off up in my room, and I think I still got that video up too. I was getting ready to play Destiny 2, and so anyways, I'm playing it, and then all of a sudden I hear my mom like yelling after me, and she's all like, I just heard that Kobe Bryant passed away. So I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, timeout. No, not Kobe Bryant, no. Like, there's no way possible. There is no way possible. And then when she told me who told her that Kobe Bryant had passed away, it was a family relative that's known for getting stuff like that wrong. That's when I had started putting my phone back in my pocket and was all like, I'm not even going to waste my time looking it up, because it's probably somebody, you know, that looks like Kobe Bryant, or their first name is Kobe or their last name is Bryant. And then, and yeah, they overall, like, it's probably some guy like over in like Cambodia or something named Bryant Kobe or something. I'm like, no, I'm not believing in that. But no, I went on TMZ. And TMZ, like, you know, to talk on them real quick, it's like, those guys be on it when some stuff goes down. And it's, you know, the thing is this, like, now when I, like, see when TMZ, when they post the article off fast, the first movie that comes to mind, and I honestly think that that's probably the most realistic movie to explain how them TMZ photographers be acting, but there's this movie called Nightcrawler, and it has that guy, I think his name is it Jake or Jack? Hold on for a second, Jake. Oh, I think, all right, so my internet is working now, but anyways, yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal, he did this movie called Nightcrawler, and it honestly, it really shows you how these guys be acting. Like, they don't care what danger they're in, they don't care what's going on, they're going to get their story so they can get paid some money, all right? So anyways, yeah, go on TMZ before any, like, media outlet can post this. CNN, whether some local news stations, worldwide news stations, other, like, websites, social media. It wasn't even trending on Twitter yet. And then, yeah, you know, all of a sudden, you know, TMZ, they got their post saying, and that's when you know, like, when some stuff actually had happened, because they be on it, like I said. And so, yeah, they had, they posted, they was all like, Kobe Bryant's helicopter crashed. And yeah, it was like, you know, they was like, he was inside. And I'm like, well, then, yeah, you know, he passed. Like, you know, you don't have no crazy catastrophic accident like that. You survive. I'm like, no, he 100% passed on that. And so then I was like, man, I was like, you know, it's just tragic and it was sad. And I'm like, well, dang, bro. I'm like, it's just, it's messed up and things. And so I think I still remember I went upstairs, was getting ready to record, but I had my phone on the side and I was just kind of seeing any new details, more so seeing like, well, maybe it's fake. Maybe he wasn't on the helicopter. Maybe, it, you know, they got it mixed up or whatever and things, but overall, though, no, like, then I just kept, you know, refreshing, seeing. Then I saw the news that his daughter was with him. And then at that point, I was like, I just remember, like, my heart sinking. And I'm like, wow. You know, like, that is some wild stuff, man. I'm like, that's, nah. I was like, that's something where, you know, you don't expect to see that. I mean, you know, rest in peace to everybody that was on that helicopter, from the other passengers, the pilot, everybody, you know. But it I think, you know, we, like, because that, I remember that was something that was trending, was like, we need to also pay respects to the others that passed away, which is, I agree. I 100% agree. But, you know, you're going to have people out there where it's like, all they know is Kobe. And it sucks that, you know, we don't really know too much about the other people and most likely the good that they've brought into the world. But, yeah, it's like, at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people are going to be on Kobe. They're going to be all like, well, Kobe passed. He was on that, you know. And so, anyways, I remember I was recording the video, the Destiny video, and I was just so out of it. Because I was like, I saw that, and I'm like, man, you know, like, there's something that you just don't really expect and stuff. And so, yeah, I was like, man, it's just that sucks. And then, of course, you know, just all throughout the day, you seeing all these, like, different, you know, people paying respects to Kobe. You know, you seeing the prices for his shoes, because I imagine, like, if Michael Jackson has some specialized shoes, yeah, them people have been trying to resell his shoes. But Kobe Bryant, of course, him being a basketball player, he's gonna have some basketball shoes. So I just remember, like, going on reselling websites, because, no, you could go, the funny thing is, you could have went on reselling websites, because, no, it wasn't even, I remember it was that early, I think it was earlier that month, or the month beforehand, I wanted to get the shoes that I remember my dad bought me when I was in middle school. I wanted to get those Kobes, right? And so, and them Kobes are probably, like, let's just see on GOAT real quick how much they're going for. Honestly, if they're not even going for that much, I might have to rebuy those shoes and stuff, because I'm like, I really, really, really wanted those shoes. I was looking those shoes up probably before Kobe had passed away. So, yeah, I don't want nobody all like, oh, you just only want those shoes because Kobe passed. Because I'm like, nope, I want those shoes to actually wear them and stuff. So, is this, yeah, see, I'm not trying to spend that much. Oh, wait, they got like a 9 and a, oh, see, that's the thing, though. I don't think I can fit no 9.5 in them shoes. Wait, what is this? U.S. men. 9. All these shoes are out of stock. That's crazy. Buy used. They got, like, no original box. They got one. They got a pair that's, like, $403. How do those shoes look? Yeah, they look a little bit beat. They honestly, yeah, they look a little bit beat. I wish I could make this screen bigger and stuff to, like, really get a good look at them and things, but No, I had me a pair of Kobe shoes, but I had messed them up, and yeah, overall, I remember I got rid of them because I was like, well, you know, I ain't got no use for the shoes. What do the bottoms look? Or I could just like scroll and stuff and just look. The shoes actually don't even look that bad. They really do not look all that bad at all. This is what? Oh, that's a 10.5. They don't even have like a 10. That's crazy. That is some crazy stuff and things. But yeah, I remember I messed up. I think if I ever do get me a pair of those shoes, or if those shoes ever re-release, I definitely want to get me a pair and then show you guys like where it had messed up. Because I was like, me back then, I was careless about my shoes. Like, I remember when I would put those Kobe shoes on, like, I stumped my foot in the shoe and stuff. And yeah, it wasn't all that good and things. So, but anyways, now I'm gonna go ahead and call it a day with this podcast episode. My dad's calling me right now. So, but no, rest in peace, Michael Jackson. Rest in peace, Kobe. You know, them two guys would be greatly missed. And yeah, and that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening, and peace.